It's Wednesday night, and that means it's time to catch up with head coach of the Bartlesville football team, John McKee, during the John McKee Show, as we're live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Special thanks to Taco Mayo and OK Federal Credit Union for bringing you the John McKee Show this evening, where we preview Bartlesville's game this Friday and talk about all things Bruin football. Let's head out to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall with the coach. It's the John McKee Show on K1.
Park Mall, Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, also joined this evening by defensive coordinator for the Bruins, Kyle Poole. Hope that your Wednesday evening is going well, kind of a cloudy, muggy one throughout northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas. Likely to be some rain this Friday, but no game for the Bruins coming up on Friday night. Bartlesville with their bye week because of that 0-week game back at the end of August. And Coach McKee, we can talk a little bit about the logistics of that and what that means for you guys going forward, but we can talk a little bit about last week first. 27-7 loss at home to Casha Hall. Defense pitched a shutout in the second half, only really gave up 21 points or 20 points, whatever it was. Had a pick six the very end of the second quarter, and you guys would score one touchdown in the second half, and that would pretty much be the ball game.
Yeah, it was a rough night for the Bruins, to say the least. We just could not get anything going offensively. We put our, you mentioned our defense give up 21 points. So I don't even see it that way, because we put them in bad situations all night. I mean, we had five interceptions, I think, on the night, and you're not going to win many ball games when you turn the ball over that many times. And it just seems like our defense was out there forever, and we couldn't get them off the field. We couldn't sustain any drives offensively so that they get some rest and get them off the field. So, we're playing good defense. We are. We're just not very good offensively right now. And we're trying to find something. But like I said, we can't give up the ball five times in a game and expect to win.
Yeah, lost by a couple three scores there when it was all said and done. I mentioned that the defense played well, especially in that second half, did not allow any points, and they were put in some bad spots in the second half as well after some turnovers.
Yep.
But I would guess the offense, although only scoring 7 points, it did play a little bit better in the second half. And does that have something to do with the fact that the defense didn't give up any points as well, kind of feeding off each other?
Well, I you can look at it, ifs, ands, and buts, but point is, we can't turn the ball over that many times, and we have got to get better offensively. We've got to be able to run the ball more effectively, and we can't turn it over, plain and simple. Like I said, not playing bad defense. Got a lot of young kids or kids that don't have a lot of experience out there playing on that side of the ball, and they're playing. They're getting better. Continue to get better every week. So I'm really pleased with our play defensively to this point.
On offense, obviously you're dealing with an injury to your starting quarterback, Garrett Meidel, still hurt. You had Will Walton and A.J. Archambault out there for all the snaps during the game against Casha Hall last week. Found a little bit of something with A.J. toward the end, but he turned the ball over a couple times. But it's just hard when you put a couple of guys in a spot like that one, haven't done it.
Sure.
At all, and two, haven't even done it this season. You're kind of throwing them in there except for the second half against Owosso and maybe the second quarter for AJ. They really haven't been in that spot whatsoever, weren't probably expecting to be in that spot coming into the season, but injuries happen and next guys step up and here we are.
It happens, and you mentioned that the turnovers, AJ I think had two of those turnovers that weren't really, it's a collective effort. I'll just say that, we were supposed to outside release on one route and we inside release and take the corner right to them. And so it's little things like that we can correct and get better at. He's going to get better. He's gotten better this week, but the more reps at quarterback that he takes, the better he's going to get. And, I thought Will did some good things when he was in there to start the game. And, we had some protection breakdowns. And got some pressure, and those turnovers are, they're not entirely on Will, but like I said, it's a collective team effort, and we just got to get a little bit better, and I think we've done that thus far.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee here on the John McKee Show. We're here at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. every Wednesday from 6:30 until 7 o'clock. Thanks to OK Federal Credit Union and Taco Mayo for bringing us the program this evening as well. You guys have a bye week coming up on Friday, and it's the first time since I've been involved here in Bartlesville. You guys have had a bye week. Have you ever had something like that in high school football throughout the state since you've been in Oklahoma?
Well, I mean, it's something that we're not used to. But you know, having the bye week, it couldn't happen at a better time for us. It hits us just right. We're able to take a step back, get some guys healthy, which is going to help us tremendously. You know, you got Ryan Haney didn't play the other night, and we lost Caleb Eves during the game. So, you know, we already lost Jamon, so we're down four starters, you know, the other night in the game. So, we just need to, you know, take a moment, reevaluate what we're doing, and get healthy. That's going to help us a bunch.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth in the notes. You said, how good of a time did it come at this year? Because not only does it come at a time where you're banged up a little bit and you're obviously a little bit young on the both sides of the football,
sure,
but also because it's at the end of non-district play, and it kind of provides you guys with a little bit of a mental reset. Obviously, you'd like to win every football game you play. You're 1-2. You'd rather be 3-0, no question about it. But the fact of the matter is the three games you played to this point mean absolutely nothing as far as making the playoffs and your goals in district play are concerned.
That is correct. Just like I told the kids the other day, we're on reset mode, and we're going to district play. Everybody's the same, but now it counts. Now we've got to get better. Right now, we've got to go win some ball games and try to make a playoff push.
Aside from just getting healthy, what else does an extra week do for you guys? You've got 10, 11, 12 days of practice, however many times you're going to be out there. What else can you work on and get better at that maybe you couldn't do if you were playing in a season where you were having to prepare for Muskogee this Friday rather than, you know, 8-9 days from now?
Well, just right now for us, it is, you know, we're going to concentrate on us and get better at us. I mean, we hadn't even talked about Muskogee. You know, I hadn't seen any film on them. Don't want to see any right now. So it's just all about us and getting our ducks in a row and us getting better at what we do. And then, you know, we'll worry about Muskogee next week.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. I wanted to kind of rewind a little bit to McAllister, and maybe that's something that you guys can do a little bit in your heads going forward as well, because you guys have shown some flashes certainly throughout the first three ball games of having some talent out there, especially when you had everybody healthy for that first game. You've obviously incurred more injuries to an already young group since then, but you can kind of draw back from some of those positives in week number one. The last 2 weeks have been rough, obviously. Schedule's been tough, too. The rest of the district has had a tough schedule as well. We can kind of go over that here in just a moment. But Owosso and Cashel Hall, two really good football teams. You guys weren't at 100%, but you've shown, and especially in the game against McAllister, that you're able to beat a very good football team. And honestly, you could have beaten McAllister by more than what you did if you had played a little bit better.
Sure, no doubt. Again, it comes back to our young group and growing up, and you know, in that ball game, it was about penalties and shooting ourselves in the foot. But we've come a long way, you know, in a short time, and we've gotten better at the penalties and erasing and eliminating some of those things. But my goodness, we just can't, you know, I can't say this enough, but you cannot turn the ball over and expect to win football games. So we got to do a better job of taking care of the football.
I had a chance to be at Bartlesville High School for a little bit today, and I spoke with both Baron Tanner and Garrett Meidel during our homecoming interviews that we do here on K1, and we'll air some of those next week. But we were just kind of chatting before we talked about, you know, what their pets are and so on and so forth. And those are two guys that were really, you know, and just kind of in passing brought up the football season. And obviously we don't get a chance to be at practice every day and whatnot, but they were both extremely positive, both very excited for the football game, you know, homecoming on Friday, all that shebang that comes with that. And obviously it's a special time in their lives and around this community and the high school, going to have the tailgate rally a week from tomorrow night downtown. So still a lot of excitement, and from what I can tell, a lot of positivity from the guys involved in the program.
Oh, yeah, they're excited, and you know, they continue to come out and battle, and they're having fun. They are. It's just, you know, we're just right there, just almost. I think Coach Rice said it today. We're the, you know, the almost football team of the season thus far, because we're just almost there. We almost go make a play. We almost go catch a ball. We almost, you know, get a block. We almost make a tackle. But we're going to get there. Like I told you at the beginning of the year, we just need reps. We've gotten plenty of those. And so now we just need to get healthy, and I think we're gonna get better.
And if there was any questioning it, not that there would ever be, but you could see it in the second half against Cashel Hall. I mean, you give up a pick six right before the end of the second quarter.
Sure.
It's 27-0, and once again, it's easy to fold the whole thing up and say, the heck with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 1-2. We're getting an off week next week.
Yep.
But clearly, plenty of fight left in them. Scored a touchdown, and like I said, an interception or two away, perhaps, from really making it a game in the fourth quarter there.
Yep. Without question. We've got good quality kids, and they're always going to come out and fight no matter what the circumstance, and they're going to keep battling. And, you know, I'm proud of them. They're good kids, and good times.
We got Bartlesville defensive coordinator Kyle Poole here with us. We'll talk with Coach Poole and Coach McKee. When we return, we'll take our first break. We're at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. We talk Bartlesville football every Wednesday evening from 6:30 until 7 o'clock. No game for the Bruins this Friday. Next in action a week from Friday at home once again as Muskogee comes to town. So quick break, right back. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
The John McKee Show here on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Joined by Bartlesville defensive coordinator Kyle Poole and head coach of the Bruins, John McKee. Coach Poole in his second season, correct, as defensive coordinator with Bartlesville. How many years overall have you been here?
This is four overall. Two as defensive coordinator. So it's nice to be back at home, doing what I love. So.
Now I've only been here for 3 years. This is my third year. Defense the last 2 years has been great. So congratulations.
Well, it's all relative in who's the judge, and I'm probably the harshest critic. So I think there's been times that's probably fair, but. Like I tell my kids for probably 2 years now, I'm not very happy very often. So,
well, you had your work cut out for you this year, because I'll tell you, when I do those charts every single week and I can look out at the kind of 22 guys that are laced up for defense, and there aren't many names on that list that were there last year. And even one of the main ones that was there last year is hurt right now, Jamon Oaktree.
Right.
If my calculations are right, not that this is that hard of math, but that's 9 out of 11. You've got that are brand spanking new to the defensive side of the football this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Easton Hammonds has been a guy that has been in the rotation at corner or some safety look, but a DB that's been steady for probably, 3 years now. DeAndre Williams now has been, you know, pretty much all last year. And like I said, Jamon, you know, that's a big blow. I mean, you're talking about a guy that calls our strength and gets us lined up right to formations. Yeah, that's a little different, and that probably doesn't help us any, but hopefully he's getting healthy and we're going to get him back out there working and see where he's at. But it's definitely a new group and a challenge, but I've told them several times, I actually love this group. They're very, very coachable. It's probably one of the most coachable units I've ever seen. We're not being very successful at times, but that's to be expected when you're young, and we got to take our lumps when they're there, but we got to learn from it. And this group really wants to learn, and they listen and absorb everything. And so that's a real good positive for us going forward.
A lot of the newer faces are, you know, it's fun because you get to see new guys have success and call their name and whatnot. And a few guys to kind of stand out early on to Jay and I know is Matt Simpson. He's been all over the place. I've said his name hundreds of times, it seems like, the first three games. And Cody Winters and then Colton Williams as well, three guys. And those are three secondary guys. We can get into some of the front seven a little bit later on, but those are three guys that have had a lot of success early on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Matt you just look at Matt and you would expect him to be a football player. There's no question. The guy looks every bit of what you want to see walking out of a locker room. And he's had his issues here and there. I mean, just like everybody else. And we got to get coached up and make sure we know what we're doing because he hadn't been in that starting every down role. But when he's on, he's on. I mean, he's as athletic as we've ever had, can make some big plays, and is definitely going to continue to only get better for us. You know, the other guys are first-year guys. Colton's been a backup for us, and Cole's – really just been a guy that has modeled his game after some guys before him that were pretty good players and then enhanced it in his own right, and a really good corner to have out there. Cody Winters is probably the biggest surprise, my pleasant surprise. I mean, he calls the majority of everything we do in coverage-wise in the back end. He knows it. He gets it set up right. And he's played well, made a lot of tackles, made two interceptions at Owosso, even though the score wasn't very good, played exceptionally well, and is really leading our defense in productivity at the moment. That says a lot for a sophomore who's probably about 140 pounds soaking wet.
Talking with defensive coordinator Kyle Poole here on the John McKee Show. Bruins off this week, coming off a couple losses to Owosso and Cashel Hall. They'll be back at home against Muskogee for homecoming a week from Friday. Difference between... well, obviously, experience, but difference between last year's team and this year's team, if you wanted to kind of give them a handicap and put them on the same level, what would some strengths and weaknesses be from 2015 to 2016?
You know, I mean, we always have the same battle, I think, from year to year, and that's interior up front. I mean, defensive tackles aren't real easy to come by for the most part, unless you've got 4,000 kids to pick from. And so we've always got to figure out how we're going to piece our front together a little bit. And we've done a good job. We're young up there, you know. We've got Noah Bass, Rylan Reynolds, two brothers, one of them being a freshman, that are actually really stepping into a big role. But that's always been a problem, you know. I think this year, honestly, we're going to end up with a group of linebackers that may be the best group I've seen in 4 years. And that may be different, not to take away from guys in the past. But they're fantastic. But really, their handicap is truly what you said. I mean, you've got guys like Nate Hansen that started for 3 and 4 years that knew everything I thought. I didn't say a word to Nate, and Nate did it. And that is something you can't teach. It just ends up being inevitably ingrained in them over time. So I think that's probably the most thing, is just the experience of knowing how we operate from every call to every check that could happen. That puts you at a disadvantage. And, I mean, realistically, the disadvantage for all of us right now is there's no number eight. I hate to say that, but – you lose a starting quarterback, and you look at what we're going through right now. That's the difference, is we've got to figure out our athletes, and they're doing a good job. I tell you what, A.J. Archambault is going to really impress people because he's made a name for himself as a wide receiver. Give him this two-week period to get the quarterback stuff down. I think we're going to be pretty happy with what he's going to do when we go up there against Muskogee.
Muskogee comes to town for homecoming a week from Friday. We can talk about the linebacking core a little bit. Coach McKee has talked about him the last two or three weeks or so. You know, Tyler Gillette is a name that I can remember from last year. And of course, Ethan Harris has been playing instead of Jamone Oaktree after his injury. But Tyler Gillette, especially, a name I remember him having to come in and play after a few injuries last season and just calling his name all over the place. He was flying every which way. And once again this season, Tyler Gillette, a name and a number 31 you're seeing fly all over the field on defense.
Yeah, you know, last year specifically, I mean, Sand Springs, we get in that game early in district play, and it's a tight ball game. Jamone's not playing that night. And Tyler played that position, which is different than what he's doing now. And I remember, I mean, specifically, his fourth down two-point conversion late. Tyler comes in there and just destroys the play, completely saves it right there, and that wins the ball game. That shuts him down, wins the ball game, and he's the kind of guy that's capable of that. I'm kind of looking to him and hoping that he's going to really take over as our guy on the field. We've got guys that do multiple roles, and we call different things from the back end to the front end and different leaders, but we need one guy, and I'm really hoping that he does that. He's done a real good job for us. He'll tell you at times that I'm definitely not his best friend. But I love that kid to death, and he is one heck of an athlete. So looking for him to really, really take on that leadership role. And Ethan is a guy that, again, it's kind of like Matt. You look at him walking out, and you think, oh, my gosh, that's a football player. And just mentally, he's got to have the reps. You know, I remind myself every day I'm looking at a kid that's a sophomore in high school that looks like he's a college freshman, college sophomore. So just getting him to get the mental reps is the biggest thing right now.
Guy that looks like a football player is one of the returning starters as well, DeAndre Williams. When you look at him out there, he looks the part of a college defensive end, outside linebacker, one of those guys. I mean, he looks just like one you'd see playing on Saturdays.
Yeah, you know, and I spent some time at a lower-level college, and, I mean, I would ask him to sign up, recruit him every day for the last 2 years. I mean, you know, he's not your D1 size guy necessarily, but skill-wise, you're not going to find anybody like him. And moreover, there's a work ethic or a motor to him that I haven't seen very often in 15 years. It's never going to go off to the point that he gets thrown off the field in practice. I won't hide that, you know, he comes out there this week and he's just going so hard and beating so many people. He's right on top of our quarterback and we don't have a whole lot of them left. And that's not a good combination. And he doesn't understand the word stop and off, which I love. But in practice, it doesn't always work out for him. So he has to get out of the field occasionally just to keep us fresh everywhere. But, you know, an athlete, a work ethic, a kid that has worked really hard to be in the spot he is, he's going to have a really bright future if he chooses to take that path.
And I haven't had a chance to speak with him a terrible lot, but just from observing him from up in the press box and the couple of times I've gotten to talk with him, it appears that he carries himself with a lot of confidence. He's got a little bit of a swagger to him, at least how he walks down there on the defensive side of the football. It looks like he thinks he's going to be able to get to the quarterback and stop the football every single time that the ball's about to be snapped.
Yeah, he is not. I mean, he's definitely not lacking in that area. And I'm not going to say that he's arrogant by any stretch. It's just that he refuses to lose. Like I said, his work ethic, there's no off in his system. It's just like there's no lose in his system. I mean, I don't care who you put at tackle, he's going to win. I don't care if he gets in a bad spot, he's going to figure it out. And when he doesn't, you're going to know because he is the most unhappy person, vocal. I mean, I've got to tell him sometimes, it's okay. We got to reload just because he does not accept failure. And that's something that you don't find a lot in kids, you can't coach in kids. And that's what you see. He's going to walk out there. He expects to win his battles one-on-one and as a team.
Bartlesville defensive coordinator Kyle Poole. We've got about 8 minutes left in the program, so we'll take a break, come back, and talk about a few other things before we wrap this thing up. Bruins on a bye week. It's the John McKee Show here from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall, live on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise, or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's Little Big Bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. Try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
To Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall, John McKee Show on K1. We've got some light rain falling here at the Washington Park Mall as some showers and thunderstorms do move into Green Country. And I mentioned before, Coach, that I know that this may be a good Friday not to play because it looks like there's going to be some inclement weather once again this weekend. And I know we had some last week that messed up Mr. Hooper's game between Pawhuska and Dewey. So maybe no lightning delays in a couple weekends for homecoming. Heck, and maybe it'll be a little cooler as well. That'd be nice.
No kidding. But, yeah, you mentioned that it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and be kind of nasty. So it might be a good day to have an off day.
You know, we were talking a little bit during that first break about the Oklahoma State fiasco they had against Central Michigan on Saturday in Stillwater.
Sure, sure.
And you're a head football coach.
Sure.
And let's say Bruins ahead by Muskogee with 4 seconds left, fourth down from midfield. What are you guys going to do? You have anything lined up yet? I don't want you to give away anything. But.
Well, I mean, I
up by three.
Hey, we talked about this, but it turns out that Mike Gundy is not wrong in his assessment of the rule. You know, you throw the ball up in the air, the clock is supposed to tick until the ball hits the ground. The ball hits the ground, out of bounds, game's over. Referees didn't see it that way, but it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, you know, for the university and all that stuff. But those kids that played in the game now. Oklahoma State could have helped themselves out tremendously sure. during that game and not been in that situation where, you know, you allow Central Michigan to hang around and be behind by only 3 points because that game should never be that close.
Sure. Yeah, that was a show. Have you ever been involved in anything like that all your football years? Anything right at the end where you felt like
nothing,
you just completely
– Nothing controversial like
raising
like
his
that.
Hand like he's got
– No, I just – you know, I mean, there's you show up, and if you don't know the Bartlesville play, I mean, what Kalen Crowder and what was it, 2012? Is that mm-hmm. is that right? I mean,
yeah.
That's pretty prolific for a program that had been
sure.
up and down. I think I wasn't here, but you see the pictures, and I know this guy remembers it. He actually jumped back then. It looked like you see the celebration pictures. So,
oh, what was that? Go ahead and run us through it. For those of us that don't know what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, he's referring to the Enid game in 2012 where we're down 42-20 going into the fourth quarter. And we're actually down two touchdowns with a minute and 40-something on the clock. We're able to score a touchdown. We kick an onside kick. The unlikely hero there is Daylon Pollard comes up with an onside kick, and now we got a chance. And we've got to march down the field in 40 seconds and you know, last play of the game, we throw a swing pass to Caleb Crowder, and he does a flip over one guy into the end zone, and we win the game as the time expires. But it, you know, that was a great comeback win for us. It wasn't anything controversial like
sure
what you were talking about with Oklahoma State.
But a lot more fun to be on that side than the Oklahoma State
no
side.
No doubt about it.
I've been on the back end of a crazy one. And it was 64-yard field goal
Oof.
In the D2 playoffs was not fun to lose to.
I mean, yeah, that's just one of those – I mean – And it was funny because we played the radio call, the Oklahoma State radio call of that play here on K1 and Sports the next day or 2 days later, Monday or whatever. And Dave Hunziker says, I don't like the feeling of this. And I think that's the way everybody – now, of course, there weren't many people left in that stadium, let me tell you. First of all, a lot of people had moved on to the Strip, I think,
sure.
expecting that they were going to beat Central Michigan by more than 3 points. Mm. But sometimes in sports – you can just kind of tell what's going to happen next. The way things have been going and the way the ball rolls, sometimes you can, even though it was so unlikely, I think if you had asked me right before that ball was snapped, I said, I think there's a pretty good chance they're going to score from the 50-yard line with no time left. And
crazy.
Sure enough, they did.
And kudos to those the Central Michigan kids, because those plays, I mean, those kids made a play. And,
oh, yeah.
Tremendous, tremendous, you know, catch, first of all. And then to have you know, the awareness to flip it to the kid trailing, that's awesome.
I did want to throw this out there before the program was over. I was kind of going over, since we're getting ready for district play, a few of the district records. And, you know, Bartlesville 1-2, you guys played a really tough non-district schedule. I don't think anyone could argue that. Castle Hall's going to be right in the mix in 4A. Obviously, McAllister's one of the best teams in 5A and Owosso, and that speaks for itself. But you look around the district, and there's a lot of teams that you guys are going to play here in the next 3-4 weeks that have not had a very dissimilar non-district seasons as
sure.
to you. Bixby 0-2. Sepulpa's 0-2. Booker T's 1-2. Sand Springs is 0-2. Ponca City's 1-2. And I don't say that to make it seem as if those are going to be cakewalks. Obviously, it's not. But I guess the overall point is some of these teams that are 1-2, 0-2 are going to come back and make the playoffs. That's just math. So
let's not count anybody out.
Certainly less our spirits in a bye week, though. Makes us feel better.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a Bixby team that's 0-2 but lost to Jinx by
4 points. Yeah.
Lost to a very good, what was it, Bentonville team?
Yes.
So that is, you know. You can say they're 0-2, but they played some really, really tough teams. But, you know, there's you're going up and down the district. I mean, at this point, you know, there's a lot of football left. A lot of things can happen between now and playoff time whenever it rolls around. And we're sitting here at 1-2, but like I said, it doesn't matter once district play starts. So we just need to get healthy, get on a roll, have some – We just need to – our biggest thing right now is come together as a team, get back-to-back, and let's go battle. So expect our kids to do that.
Coach Poole, appreciate you joining us this evening, and feel free to come out and have one of the John McKee chicken fried steaks whenever you'd like.
Can't run away from it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For John McKee and Kyle Poole, I'm Evan Farbach. Thanks to Trey Stump back in the studio. We'll get you back to regular programming. Once again, no football game this weekend. We'll be back a week from tonight to talk a little bit about the Ruffers as we get ready for Bartlesville High School's homecoming against Muskogee. This has been the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.